News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
President of the United States Barack Obama will make an official visit to Jamaica on April 9. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller made the announcement at Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. President Obama's visit will be the second official visit to Jamaica by a sitting president of the United States. During his visit, the U.S. president will participate in discussions with heads of CARICOM countries on issues on the CARICOM-USA agenda, including security and trade. Heads of government will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. President Obama and the CARICOM heads will leave Jamaica for Panama, where they will participate in the Summit of the Americas. The 2015 sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, has been rescheduled to March 26 and 27. This following Cabinet's approval of the Education Minister's recommendation to postpone the exams by 1 week. Postponement of the exam, originally scheduled for March 19 and 20, resulted from the continued emission of smoke from the Riverton City disposal site, which had forced the closure of several schools in the corporate area and St. Catherine.
Of the 38,470 students who are scheduled to sit the examination, almost 30% are within the areas affected by the fire. And given the uncertainty of the smoke nuisance that is likely to still be present, despite the positive news given to us by the director of ADPEM, it would be difficult to go ahead and keep the original dates for the examination.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Monday. Minister Thwaites says the decision was made to ensure fairness to all candidates. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the majority of JPS customers will not be affected by the proposed revenue measure of GCT on residential electricity consumption above 350 kilowatt hours per month. Dr. Phillips says the measure was drafted based on recent information indicating that only a small percentage of the population uses more than 350 kilowatt hours of electricity per month.
It applies to the top 6% of customers, which means it will not affect in any way whatever. 94% of the customers, the vast majority of the consumers of electricity, will have no impact whatever on them.
The finance minister further notes that the revenue measure is in keeping with the government's thrust to promote energy conservation, adding that members of the public can avoid the tax by making consistent efforts to curtail excessive electricity use. And more Jamaican students will be able to access medical training at the recently opened Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. The 250,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility was completed at a cost of $4 billion. Principal of the UWI Mona campus, Professor Archibald MacDonald, says the expansion provides an opportunity for more students to be admitted for medical training.
Without the expansion, we would not have been able to offer more places to Jamaican students. Paradoxically, more poor Jamaican students have been able to do medicine at Mona than before.
The expanded UWI medical faculty now has 5 large lecture theaters, 25 tutorial rooms, 45 small research laboratories for staff, and 12 larger research laboratories equipped with the latest multimedia technology for students. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.